Paul Ebner's team at Purdue has spent years mapping out the wide range of zoning rules counties use to regulate confined animal feeding operations. They're known as CFOs, and their bigger, more concentrated counterparts are called CAFOs.
We got to the point where we have all these data. How can we use them to tease out what's good in an ordinance and what's effective?
Ebner's team asked the Indiana Department of Environmental Management and the Office of the State Chemist for complaints filed about CFOs in each county. They tried to correlate those with each county's demographics and regulations in hopes of determining how different rules are working. Most of the initial findings seem obvious. Places with more farms have more conflicts, but if farms are kept farther from other people, there are fewer conflicts. Ebner says it's useful in a controversial field without many hard numbers.
So in many cases, what we're doing is providing that primary data.
Local planners and residents can compare counties and see the correlations online. Ebner hopes it'll help them make better decisions as regulations evolve. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in West Lafayette.